Thank you, Pastor Creed. It's a blessing and an honor to be back in the Temple Baptist Church tonight and to see new faces and some old faces, amen. But what a joy, amen, to represent you all and this wonderful church in Cordova. And I'll tell you, it's a joy to represent this work, this church, and our Lord Jesus Christ there in the state of Alaska in Cordova. And it's just a thrill to see this mission team again. And man, I'll tell you, you don't know what it meant to our family for you guys to be there in Cordova with us. And time and eternity will only tell. And I'll tell you, I told somebody before the service, we don't get too many people passing through Cordova, amen. But if you're there, you got there on purpose. And I'll tell you, it's a joy again. It was this summer to have you guys there with us, and man, I'll tell you, it just really made our days. And that time that we had together, I'll tell you, it just refreshed us, encouraged us, and you lavished the love of the Lord Jesus Christ on us, brother. And I'll tell you, things haven't been the same. And we appreciate this church helping them get there. And that's not an easy thing to do. And I want you to know that it's not taken for granted. And it meant a lot to my family and I and to the church there. And many things were accomplished and for the sake and for the cause of Christ. To my knowledge, you know, during the vacation Bible school, nobody got saved. But I'll tell you, that was one of the best things years that we've had. We were able to host it in our own facility, and we had just as a big a crowd as any other church did. And for us, where we are at this point in time in the ministry, it speaks volumes. And again, it's the work of God, and just glad to be a small part of it tonight. But anyway, let's get into the Word of God tonight. I want to look in a couple places, the first being in 2 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians in chapter number 5, and read this one verse of Scripture tonight, and then we'll turn in our Bible over to the book of Luke and chapter number 18. 2 Corinthians chapter number 5, we'll read one verse of Scripture there in verse number 7, and again in Luke chapter number 18. Of 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse number 7. It says, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." And I'll tell you, that's a reality, not just for a pastor, not just for a missionary, not for an assistant pastor or anything like that. That's for everyone, amen? And truth be known, if we had to walk by sight, you know, part of us, as the carnal nature, would enjoy that. Part of us would like to see what comes tomorrow. But God knows the truth. And I'll tell you, walking by faith, things don't catch us by surprise. Why? Because our faith is in the very God of heaven, not in the confidence of our flesh, not in the confidence of our abilities or anything like that. But we walk by faith, and faith honors God, and God will honor that faith. And so look with me into the book of Luke, chapter number 18. Luke chapter number 18 and verses 22, a familiar passage of Scripture here tonight. Luke chapter 18, and beginning in verse number 22. Verse 22 and following, it says, "Now when Jesus heard these things, he said unto..." Luke chapter number 8. Wow, I knew that didn't sound right. I apologize for that. Luke chapter number 8. All right. Now beginning in verse number 22 and following. This is where we're supposed to be, amen. I'm glad I'm not the only one. I hope I'm not the only one that makes mistakes, amen. All right. Verse number 22, it says, "Now it came to pass on a certain day," and I want to draw a thought from that here in a moment, "but it came to pass on a certain day that he went into a ship with his disciples, and he said unto them, 'Let us go over unto the other side of the lake.' And they launched forth. But as they sailed, he fell asleep, and there came down a storm of wind,
on the lake, and they were filled with water and were in jeopardy. And they came to him and awoke him, saying, "Master, Master, we perish." And then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased, and there was a calm. And he said unto them, "Where is your faith?" And they being afraid, wondered, saying one to another, "What manner of man is this? For he commandeth even the winds and water, and they obey him." And man, I'll tell you, that's the God we serve tonight. It's not in human wisdom. It's not in human abilities tonight that gets us through the life that we live. And we walk by faith. We walk by with the Lord Jesus Christ in that. And, you know, and I thought about, of course, there in Cordova, many of you that were there with us were on the seaside. And many of these illustrations bring a reality in my mind as I read these scriptures like this. And, you know, and I've come to, since we've been there, March will be 4 years. And, you know, I've gained a new appreciation for the commercial fishing industry. And, you know, being there in Cordova, that drives our economy. That's what most people do there in town. But every year, you know, again, I understand people come from other parts of Alaska and things like that to fish in that area. But, you know, we're there. But usually every couple months, you'll hear of a fatality. And it's a very dangerous line of work. And but yet, many of our disciples were fishermen. And many of our disciples on a certain day, and that's where I want to draw my thought tonight, on a certain day, you know, it was God's will for them to be in that boat. And when Jesus Christ boarded that ship with them, they were already there. It was God's will for them at that moment to get to the other side of the lake. And I talked to Pastor Creed a couple days ago, and he was talking about and sharing his heart and his vision, you know, for the ministry here. And, you know, and you know, God's will for these disciples was to launch forth. And, you know, in Cordova there's a harbor. And I'll tell you, if those fishermen was to stretch their nets across that harbor and try to make a living, they'd starve to death. And for us to do anything for the sake and for the cause of Christ, we've got to get out of the harbor, amen. We've got to launch forth, put forth an effort to fulfill God's plan for our life. And we've got to stop and ask ourselves, and, you know, in 2020, I almost said 2019, but I'm still writing those 19s down. But, you know, here in 2020, at the fresh start of a new year, you know, God, Pastor, he was sharing with me some things about missions and having a new burden, a new vision on these things. And, you know, as we contemplate that, it may be in our faith giving, maybe in a work total different from that, but, you know, a work of God that God has put on our hearts and our lives, you know, we must exercise that faith. We must exercise and put forth the effort to launch forth. And nothing's going to be done if we don't launch forth. And, you know, we have to stop and ask ourselves, you know, what is God's plan for my life this year? What is God's plan for my home this year? What is God's plan for this church this year? And, you know, and that may be unique to each family, to each individual. And, you know, and there again, all of those will tie into what God's plan is for this church. And, you know, there again, as you think about that certain day, you know, and I can't help but think, you know, on certain days, you know, even seasoned fishermen, even seasoned disciples of God, on certain days, they didn't see what lay ahead of them that day. They didn't see maybe the storm that was coming over the horizon. And but I'll tell you, that's why we walk by faith. Amen. If they would have saw that, they would have said, "Oh, let's stay in the harbor. Let's stay safe." And you know, and there again, as they launched forth, and they got to see the God of heaven, the creator of this universe, step out onto the bow of the boat, maybe, and to speak, "Peace be still," to those people, to that sea. And those people got to see that. They got to understand that, man, we are with the very God of heaven. And, you know, for us as individuals that make up a home, and our homes that make up this church, you know, we understand sometimes that certain days may come. I've looked, and even since we've been on the field, there was a Monday morning, a certain day, my sister called me, and they said, Mama's unconscious. A certain day, and Mama had been sick, and these things were maybe in the back of her mind anticipated, but it took us by shock, and on a certain day, we rushed to the airport. We rushed to South Arkansas. We rushed to the hospital, and it wasn't just a matter of time. Just a day or two later, and Mama passed. And that was on a certain day. And, you know, certain things happen on certain days. Storms of life may rage on certain days. Phone calls may happen. You know, we may get a phone call this week that may try to disrupt the certain day tomorrow. And there again, that's why it's so important as a child of God and a church and families and individuals to walk by faith. And, you know, on certain days, these things happen. And, you know, as we anticipate that, you know, these certain days, as the church launched forth into a new year, don't let certain days block the fact that we've got the God of heaven on the boat with us. Amen. And I'll tell you, these certain days may distract us. And I'll tell you, Satan's good at fixing the situation around us where we get our eyes on that situation instead of who is on the boat with us, and that's our Savior. Amen. And, you know, and there again, as we think about that in 2019, as we think about that in 2020, God help us not to let our faith get so shaken and get our eyes fixed on the situation around us. I'll tell you, I'm guilty of that. Pastor, I'd have to admit, you know, there in Alaska, you know, I get my eyes on things. I get my eyes on people, and sometimes instead of on what God has. And I'll tell you, as soon as we get our mind and our heart, our eyes off of the very God of heaven, man, the devil will take that, and he'll use that to discourage us. But I'll tell you, if we keep our heart, we keep our focus, we keep our mind and our vision upon the very God of heaven, man, everything else, it'll work out, I can promise you. And I'll tell you, God's had to beat me over the head with that many times. But, you know, if we can keep our mind and keep our vision, again, on our Savior instead of the situation around us, I'll tell you, it would benefit the heart and life of a child of God. And, you know, there again, on certain days, you know, we may get our eyes on our situation instead of our Savior. And, you know, we let worry. You know, worry, man, if you worry too much, it'll affect just physically. You worry too much, and it'll affect us emotionally. But I'll tell you, a life of faith, man, that'll affect us as well, amen, in a better way than worry will, amen. I'd much rather have the side effects of faith, amen. I'd much rather have the side effects of walking with the Savior than keeping our eyes on the situations of this world. But, you know, certain days, you know, they didn't see these things coming. And there again, I guess I've gained a new, as I said a moment ago, I gained a new appreciation for commercial fishermen. And those men, they're men. And they're, you know, no nonsense. I mean, down to business men. And some of them don't mind telling you that. But, you know, but I've seen pictures of them. And, man, those big bow pickers, those big seine boats, man, they'll disappear in those wakes sometime. And, man, I had a man, and he, I believe he's probably an atheist. But I told him one time, though, I said, man, I'm praying for you. And he said, man, something's working. And so I'll tell you, you know, out there, it's dangerous. And there again, these storms, man, these disciples, this is their setting. This is what they're accustomed to. And, you know, sometimes in our comfort zone, in our setting, in where we're at with our walk and our service to the Lord Jesus Christ, our faith may be shaken. And we're not above that. We're made of the same thing as these disciples are. And I'll tell you, let us remind ourselves that when these times come, and if they come, God help us, again, to realize, man, we're not in the boat alone, amen. And I'll tell you, right in the midst of the turmoil, right in the midst, God's able to stand up and rebuke the waves. He's able to stand up and rebuke the wind. And I'll tell you, I can remember my dad was a Navy man, and he's told me story after story about having to ride out these tsunamis and having to ride out, all these storms and how water would wash up over the decks of those ships and things. And just be tossed to and fro, feel like a cork, almost out on the ocean. And God preserved him, God protected him. But, at the same time, I've seen living there, I've seen how storms can get, but I've also seen sometimes how calm it can be. And could you imagine being aboard that ship and our faith being shaken and our fear arising in our heart and in our life? And and there again, in our lives today, it's the same way. Sometimes, these things, fear arises in our life, and we have to get to the God of heaven. And no doubt those disciples, they were seasoned men, and that maybe they tried to get as far as they could in the energy of the flesh. I know, some of the men up there that fish, and people are known for their craftsmanship in constructing boats. And maybe they made their own little ship that they were in, and we got this. We're in a good boat. It's not going to break apart in this storm. But I'll tell you, their faith was shaken. And there again, sometimes in our comfort zone, we get shaken as well. And, there again, God help us to keep our mind and our heart fixed on the Savior, not on the situation that we're in. And I'll tell you, God sees it from a different point of view. Maybe I said this when you guys were there, or maybe I didn't. I'm in the volunteer fire department. That's kind of helped me get involved in the community. And we were going over what we call a tabletop situation, and people that's lived in this area for years, one of them said, "Man, I didn't realize that lake was shaped like that." And I mean, immediately, Brother Dwayne, that it hit me. Man, God sees things from a different point of view than we do. And as he would get into this ship, and he would tell those disciples to launch forth. Again, maybe they didn't understand what they was going to have to partake of that day, that certain day. But I'll tell you, on these certain days of life, God's in control. And the earth and the sea, they're his. Let me remind you today, man, he measured it out in the palm of his hand. Oh, man, we're not going to fall out of the hand of God. We're kept under the day of redemption. Amen. And I'll tell you tonight, he measured the hills in a balance. And that's the God we serve tonight. And I'll tell you, our situation is not going to get bigger than our God. And but I'll tell you, the devil, he'll try to do that. He'll try to put a magnifying glass up there, make things look bigger than they are. But I'll tell you, God help us in those times of despair, in those times of fear, to remember who we're with and who's with us. Amen. And there again, as we think about that tonight, as whatever the plan of God is for your life, for your home, for this ministry, to launch forth, don't be afraid of that. Amen. God's with us. God will empower us. God will speak peace. We may have to be rebuked for our lack of faith. And there again, that's a teaching moment. I still like instruction. And my dad's 78 years old, and he's down in South Carolina. We'll be able to spend some time, with him and things like that. But there's been times, even as a grown adult, I'll call Dad, and I said, "Man, I need to know something." And, of course, Dad, in his years of wisdom, he'll, tell me what he knows, or at least his experience and things like that. And, when we get in the storms of life, God help us. We may have to take a rebuke from God. Where is your faith? And I'll tell you, it was from this very passage of scripture here that God helped me, when we were going to Alaska. Where is your faith? But God help us again to realize and know that God's in control, even in 2020. God's in control, even though, storms of life may rage, even though on these certain days we may not understand. But God is there for us. He's there with us. He's there in the ship with us. And I'm glad for that tonight. And, as we think about that, these certain days, man, I'm not the youngest in the room, and I'm not the oldest, but I'm old enough to realize, man, walking by faith so much better than sight. Amen. So much better. And if we was to really know what would hold tomorrow, it'd probably scare us to death. But I'll tell you, when we have these certain days, and all it was at this moment of time for the disciples, that their plan, the plan of God for them was just to launch forth. And, God's plan for you may be tomorrow to launch forth. God's plan for you in 2020 may be to launch forth. And, and there may be some reserve. There may be some little fear in the back of our mind. But God help us, amen, to realize and remember that we've got the God of heaven with us, and he's going to be with us, the Bible says, even unto the end of the way. And I'll tell you, we've got that to look forward to as a child of God. Pastor Creed, I'd have to admit, I got saved on June the 13th of 1992, and I understood a lot of things that night. I was raised in church. That didn't make me a Christian, by the way. I was raised in church. My dad, he done his best to take me to the best church around. I went to a good church, but I didn't give myself the opportunity to hear the gospel. And I got away from that and moved to South Carolina with my brother, who had been there already for a couple years. And within a few weeks, God got my attention, and God saved my soul within a couple weeks of moving there. But that night at a youth meeting, on June the 13th, I realized, Pastor, that my sins were forgiven. I understood, from that point on, man, I'll tell you, that conviction made it clear that before salvation, man, I didn't have a home in heaven. And I was a child of the devil, and I've been fooled for a long time. And but I understood that my sins were forgiven. I understood if I was to pass on from then on, man, I'd wake up my eyes in a place called heaven. I understood those things. And I'll tell you, man, to pass from death unto life, and old things are passed away and all things became new. Those things were a reality to me that night. But Pastor, I'd have to admit, the daily benefits of walking with the Lord, the daily benefits of building a relationship with the Holy Spirit of God. I didn't know what that was entailing in my life. But I'll tell you, man, he daily loads us, doesn't he? And I'll tell you, as a child of God, growing and increasing our faith and letting our faith take over our life and take over the fears and the reserve that we have in serving the Lord Jesus Christ, that faith will overcome those things if we let it, amen. And I'll tell you, faith, it's a wonderful thing. And it's a thing that inspires. It's a thing that God honors. It's a thing that's a reality. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, and the evidence, amen, of things not seen. But on certain days, as we launch forth, as certain days, pursuing the plan of God for our life, things will happen. Certain days, God help us again to realize and remember that the God of heaven's with us, that the God of heaven is there to comfort us tonight. And, tonight maybe you're going through a certain day. Maybe you're going through a certain situation. I don't know what it is, but I'll tell you one who does. That's the Holy Spirit of God. And, he knows us intricately. And the very hairs of our head are numbered. That's getting easier every day. But, the hairs of our head are numbered. And then, my wife and I, we've celebrated 23 years this year. And, if there's anything about her that I don't know of it. she's been my friend, and she's been my helpmate. And, you learn these things if you love someone like that. And but I don't know how many hairs are on her head. But I'll tell you, God does. And the certain days that we go through, God's got you there for a learning experience. On these certain days, when these storms of life may come, don't regret launching forth. And I'll tell you, God's got a reason for us to be where we are. And God's got a reason for God directing in your life. And again, don't be afraid to trust God on these certain days. And, you know, they will come. They're coming. Rest assured. And they'll come. Life's real. And, you know, just because we're a child of God don't mean we won't struggle. But we've got help. Amen. Hold the fort, like the song says. And, I'm coming. But I'll tell you, he's with us in the form of the Holy Spirit of God. And I'll tell you, that walk and that just gets better and better every day. And I'll tell you, those disciples, after they saw, the rebuking of the seas and the wind, and after they received the rebuke, man, and there again, God had to do that sometimes over and over with them. And but it was a learning experience. And it benefited them to be where they were at that point in time. And again, don't let the situation around us shake us. Don't let it get our eyes off of the very God of heaven who's with us. And, there again, as we think about life in general, man, it's things happen. And I tell you, it's a joy to walk by faith and not by sight. And again, maybe you're going through a situation. Maybe you're going through a struggle tonight. You know, God knows all about it. And I'll tell you, the best times of my life is when I've turned those life struggles over to him. I've turned those difficult situations over to him. And I'll tell you, Pastor, the times that I failed, it's when I've tried to do it myself. It's when I've, and God will come along and you've had enough yet. yes, Lord, I'm done. I've exhausted all of my strength, all of my wisdom. Yeah, that's not much. But and he'll pick me up and set my feet and establish my goings again. But, in those times, God help us to realize, man, our faith is not in ourselves. It's not in our abilities. It's not in the ship, so to speak, that they may have built. But, man, it's in the God who's in the ship with us. And again, when we go through life, God help us to keep that in our hearts and in our minds. And God, if God's, touched your heart tonight, and you need help through these certain days, you need help, even though you may not see the certain day, what it may bring, I'll tell you, we can tap in tonight into the one who can help us through those days. And again, you heard me say a while ago, I've tapped into the wisdom of Dad, I've tapped into the wisdom of my pastor and things like that, and godly counsel and things like that, but I'll tell you, none of them, I'm not taking away from them, but the Holy Spirit of God, man, it can bring the peace like nothing else can. And I'll tell you, that's what we need to tap into in 2020. Amen. That's the God of peace who can speak our situation to a calm. Amen. But, Pastor, that's my message tonight. And I hope it was a blessing. And, again, it's a joy to be back in the Temple Baptist Church. And good to be back here. And I'll tell you, we feel like home here. Amen. Y'all have made us feel that way. And I can remember coming through here on a deputation and took us to the Biltmore Estate. And, man just treated us and like family and loved on us. And I'll tell you, that's a blessing. It really is. And then again, your faithful support these years that we've been on the field and, doing our best and with the help and the grace of God to represent you and being an ambassador for Christ there on the field of Cordova. man, just keep praying for us. Amen. And already, some of these things, already, since we've been gone, I've got a dear brother, and I've left the work into a good hands of a good brother, faithful brother. And he's been in Alaska for 23 years. And but anyway, he called me, and there's some situations rising up in a family's life, and I'm praying God don't use that to discourage them. But anyway, you pray for that family, okay? And keep them in your prayers tonight as well.